Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
There you go. Makes me feel pretty good right there. Checking in at
number 5.
Vice President Joe Biden says the president's nominee to replace the Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia should be a selection that will have Republican support.
And everybody laughed.
That is so cute. Speaking on Minnesota Public Radio, oh, imagine that. Oh, boy.
That's like we'll be gone, right?
Right. Yeah. This is a sweaty balls time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. God.
Vice President... former Senate Judiciary Committee chairman, says the seat should not remain vacant, as some Republicans have suggested, including the Senate Majority Leader, who said, oh, no, we're not going to do this.
We already have enormous unnecessary gridlock with a Congress who cannot work together at all. Add to that a third branch of government equally as important that will be hamstrung. It's totally irresponsible. To leave the seat vacant at this critical moment in American history is a little bit like saying, God forbid something happened to the president and the vice president, we're not going to fill the presidency for another year and a half.
Everybody's playing politics here, though, because this has happened a number of times before, including when Sam Alito was nominated by George W. Bush. Young Senator Barack Obama voted for a filibuster. To stop him then.
It's definitely both sides of the aisle, you know, have tried to block this, which is just, to me, ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It feels like it should just be done, right? Doesn't it feel like?
Absolutely.
It turns into something political automatically the longer you wait. Sandra Day O'Connor was even saying, hey, let's get on with it. Let's do it.
Right. This is it's the people's court. Not Wapner's people's court. Right. You know what I mean?
Not Judge Judy.
Right. This belongs to the people of the United States of America, and it deserves to be heard. And then, you know, listen, they can argue and fight about the nominees all they want. But they got to go through the process. Mm-hmm. And Barack Obama was wrong. And by the way, Josh Earnest said he regrets that decision from 2007 or 2008 or whenever it was. But come on.
Yeah. But it happened.
Right.
If we were talking about a Republican president right now, all the Democrats would be saying we should delay this to next
absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely. And so that's not a – but it just ain't right.
It's not, and it sends a message that we're saying that any president's last term isn't as important as any other year, and that's just a sign of weakness for the country.
Well, more than that, cases that get to the Supreme Court could now end in a tie, you know, because of this vacancy.
It could change lives.
It could change lives, and it could go
and
revert back to the appellate court decision because you don't have that tie-breaking vote. And it impacts a lot of people.
Including Rob Blagojevich.
Right.
Rob Blagojevich could get out of jail now as a result of this.
Wow.
Well, they were saying Scalia would have been one of the people who would want to have taken this case. So his defense said that there was a little bit of a blow there with Scalia.
Oh, so that was good for them? Scalia thought was going to go with him?
They thought Scalia would want to have taken this case. And so his defense attorney was coming out to say this is actually a blow that Scalia, you know, is not there to make a decision about whether or not they will take Rob Blagojevich's case.
So you're saying that Blago is back to like just chipping holes behind the poster of Pamela Anderson on the wall there, trying to get his way out?
Can you imagine what he's doing? Can you imagine?
Actually, I think he's got a poster of Linda Thompson, who was once married to Elvis.
He's got a long sentence, though, away from his family.
Priscilla Presley, somebody like that. All right, let's go with this. Here we go. That's the more important thing.
Number 4.
President Obama welcomed the Chicago Blackhawks to that White House today.
Awesome.
You know, they won the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations on your third title. It'd be nice to have just squeeze one more in there before I leave. Because then I definitely will take credit for this amazing championship run.
It's so clear he knows nothing about hockey and really is not a fan at all. Because even when he's like, Coach Quinville, and he looked around, you could tell they said,
he wasn't sure
look
where
directly
was.
Behind you. And he never looked up from the script they had written him about everything.
White mustache.
He's never been to a game, right?
Right.
That's crazy.
No. I think it's been to one Hawks game.
But not as president. I don't think. But they said he hadn't been. Maybe not during the championship run.
I thought he was going to go. Wasn't he going to come to the.
They gave him. Rocky gave him a lifetime parking pass today. That was nice.
I know.
You're going to try to get that.
That is sweet. That's an awesome.
He already got that.
It?
What am I talking about? You guys are already set.
But how is he going to use it? You know? When he's in Hawaii or New York.
He said he was
going
to put it on Craigslist.
Wow, boy.
He said he'll just put it on eBay.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, you'd have some buyers for that. Wow. Quite the offer.
I like the idea that that his staffers probably say, all right, like when sports teams come, you know, to the White House, mm-hmm. you go, you know, look for the middle-aged white guy. That's probably the coach.
The coach.
And in this case, everybody's a middle-aged white guy when he turns around. Wait, hold on, which one?
Typical Obama, inviting a bunch of foreigners to the White House.
But I guess this is the only time
there's only like four American players. But look at that. Look at all those foreigners he had.
Right.
Trump would get mad at that.
I'm surprised they didn't erect a wall around it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first,
this week, make sure the doctor is on call because Brittany and Elliot are deep frying their way through Chicago in search of the best fried foods. Chicago's Best Sunday night at 10 on WGN TV.
All right, we'll continue with the top five at five right here. Checking in at
number three.
After powering through a Grammys performance plagued with sound issues Monday night, Adele admitted on the Ellen DeGeneres show that she shed a few tears. Aww. But she says she probably would have been emotional either way.
Did you feel bad the next day?
I cried pretty much all day yesterday.
Wow. So finally, you cried to your own song.
But the thing is, in fairness, I would have cried if it went really well as well. If it had been like a standout performance, I would have cried as well.
Oh,
I always cry.
There's a shocker.
Always.
No, but how cool is that? She just, you know, she like tweeted out right away, like, you know, crap happens. I was a bit out of tune, talked about the technical difficulties. Then she says, I'm going to treat myself to an In-N-Out burger. Because that's what I deserve now.
Or two.
Treat yourself. Yeah. Or two.
Number two.
the New York Post has released an audio clip documenting what it says. Kanye West ripping the Saturday Night Live production crew last weekend for dismantling part of his set before his musical performance on the show. In the clip, Kanye puts himself above an eclectic mix of high famous figures, director Stanley Kubrick, artist Pablo Picasso, Paul the Apostle, and, of course, Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar.
Look at that shit. They took my stage off of SNL without asking me. And I'm gone. That ad Taylor Swift, fake ass. Y'all ain't gonna do this. We breaking the motherfucking internet. I've been through 6 years of this. Get to it, bruh. Are they fucking right? Bro, by 50%, Stanley Kruger, Pastor Paul, by 50% more influential than any other human being. Don't with me. Don't with me.
We worried about Kanye and a real meltdown coming here.
50% better than all those people.
50% more influential, he says, than Stanley Kubrick, what? Pablo Picasso, Paul the Apostle, and Pablo Escobar.
He's stuck on the P's there for a while. I guess. Mm-hmm. He might have been looking through like a Wikipedia entry or something. never in the same sentence before now, right?
I think there needs to be an intervention here at some point. Whoever cares about him, whether it's the Kardashians or somebody else.
Oh, yeah, because they care about somebody. Yeah.
Very tightly wound.
Yeah.
Very tightly wound.
Well, and then, like, the way he lashed out at Taylor Swift, too. I mean,
that was crazy.
Like, because she's only famous because of me.
Asking for a bill from Facebook. Mm-hmm. Can I get a billion from you guys? Right. And then the Google founder thought Larry Page would help out, too. Everyone uses your system to search for me.
Yeah.
Give me money.
Right. And finally,
number one.
Pope Francis, on his airplane back from Mexico to the Vatican, says Donald Trump is, quote, not Christian. If he really wants to deport 11 million illegal immigrants from the United States and build a wall on the Mexican border, Trump has responded at a rally in Kiowa Island, South Carolina, calling it, quote, disgraceful, end quote, for a religious leader to question someone's faith, and accuse the Mexican government of using the Pope as a pawn.
No leader, very important, and this has just been given out to the press 2 seconds ago. No leader, especially a religious leader, should have the right to question another man's religion or faith, especially when they feed all sorts of false information into him. They're using the Pope as a pawn, and they should be ashamed of themselves. That's the Mexican government. They should be ashamed of themselves for doing so. especially when so many lives are involved and when illegal immigration is so rampant and so dangerous and so bad for the United States. Okay? Period. That's it.
Peas are wild today.
There's a lot of popping peas.
Pawn pulp.
You know.
Wow.
Who else? It's just amazing that this has happened. I'm not sure I fully digested that there's actually sort
I don't
of
know what is going on.
The
here.
Trumpster and the Pope.
I believe Trump will be going
sparring.
Up against Thor and Iron
next?
Man soon. These Avengers, what are they avenging?